Even if the sun ceases to rise, even if the wind stops to blow, but the name of Sly the Rover will shine and shine forever.
Well, we had given serious thought to doing the Rovers Review this week in Welsh. Needless to say, we decided against that quite quickly. Ronan Flanagan, did you get a ticket for Ballytown on Thursday week?
I did eventually, Austin, yes.
Did you?
I did, eventually.
You got on?
I did.
Okay.
After much wait, I suppose waiting for an email at 6:30, the email arrived at 6:31. And I was said in the email that please enter the password when you log on, but there was no password in the email, so the waiting game once again. And lucky enough, maybe 20 minutes later, 25 minutes later, and another email arrived with the password, so hence the rush then afterwards.
Oh, okay, so take me back when the draw was made 10 or 12 days ago and Rovers were drawn against Ballytown first qualifying round. What was the sequence of events then? What was the first thing you as a fan had to do?
The first thing I did was I went on to Google Maps to see where Ballytown was. I suppose I had a fair idea. I kind of had looked up the possible teams beforehand and I had a fair idea. So I kind of looked it up further just to see where it was. And then just further research saw that Ballytown don't play their European games in their own home ground. They play them at the new Saints ground. So I kind of figured out from there that that was only an hour from Liverpool. So I then went on to the Ryanair website and I knew that Knock flew from directly to Liverpool, but unfortunately the flights had already gone up. So I decided I'd look at Dublin Airport and booked my flight, return flight from Dublin Airport to Liverpool for the match.
I mean, this is impressive stuff, Ronan Flanagan, right? And what percentage of people... So you got your flight booked. So then it came to, once you'd expressed an interest by email, getting your ticket, which was last Thursday night. And Ballytown signalled that you would receive an email at some stage on Thursday. And for the vast majority of Sligo Rovers fans, that anticipated email never arrived for much of the day.
That's it, yeah. Like, it's very disappointing to hear that. And I suppose, like, you're sitting around, because they didn't give it, I suppose Ballytown didn't give a time. They mentioned, I think, was it 2 days beforehand that they would be sending out an email, but they just said sometime in the evening. They didn't specify the time. And then on the day of that they were putting the tickets on sale, they said, oh, it will be 6:30. So I suppose, you know, a bit of a rush then. And then not to receive the email then was just, you know.
Now, in fairness to Ballytown, they did make the point that it was an external ticket provider that was coordinating this online system. There were 300 tickets made available for visiting Sligo Rovers fans. Those tickets, we understand, are gone.
We do understand that, yeah. And Ballytown also issued a statement after the 300 tickets were sold that if away fans are found to have purchased home tickets, that those tickets will be taken away from them. So, as you mentioned beforehand, Austin, like before we went live here, that Rovers are in consultation with Ballytown regarding the tickets. So, hopefully, for everyone's point of view, that there will be more tickets available for the game.
Okay. And people already are working out routes. There's a band of brothers heading to Wrexham. There are people flying from the city of Derry Airport. Everybody is finding a route to try and get to this game.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's, I suppose, when you think of European draws, you hope for some far-flung places, but Wales and, I suppose, flying to Liverpool, flying from Derry, flying from Knock, it's, you know, you couldn't ask for logistically an easier trip to look forward to, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, Rovers have said they're going to talk to Ballytown about getting an extra allocation of away fans' tickets. We'll see if that materialises or not. Ballytown played their first pre-season friendly. They're not in their league season. This is close season for them. They played TNS in a preseason friendly during the week on Wednesday and lost 5-1. Have you been able to glean much about them?
I've found out that they have a former Welsh international in David Edwards on their team, who had over 40 caps for the Welsh national team, played in Euro 2016, so he played in the Premier League for Wolves, so he's plenty of experience. But apart from that, no real names jump out straight away, but I'm sure like they will have a bit of pedigree. That Welsh Premier League, they've been very consistent in that league. You know, they've consistently qualified for European competitions, so you know they won't be, I suppose, not easily bet, but you know they will give it a go, no doubt about that.
And it sounds like they have a bit of homework to do as well on their opposition in this Europa Conference League first qualifying round tie. Here are some of the Ballytown players being interviewed by a local Welsh television football show at the club's training ground when the draw had been made.
Do you know anything about Sligo Rovers? Or
I don't know.
No?
I don't. I've Googled where they are.
Where are they?
Ireland.
Whereabouts?
On the west coast.
Nice. How did they finish up last year?
I think they're currently fifth, and I thought the league was still in progress, but they're fifth, I think, at the moment, or they finished fifth, one of the two. So, yeah,
be tough.
Yeah, it'll always be tough against Irish opposition, won't it?
Yeah.
So, are you happy with it yourself?
Yeah, very happy.
I thought you might be. Yeah. Short flight.
Yeah, I don't like flying, so.
Yeah, no, you're doing well.
It's going to be a tough game and a good outfit. It's a strong league, innit? But we'll give it our best shot, and hopefully we can get a good result, both legs.
Nice, Johnny. Nice. Dan, do you know anything about Sligo Rovers?
Ireland, isn't it?
What do you know about Sligo Rovers?
Not a clue.
Think they'll be tough?
Yeah, watch that.
We need to know. What do you think about Sligo? Be tough?
Tough. I think it'll be tough. I think they're going to bop us. I think it'll obviously be tough. It'll be tougher than last year, I think. But to be honest, I don't know much on them.
Okay.
Do you know more, Alex?
Rambo? Do you know anything about who we're playing?
No, I don't. I mean, obviously, all the lads are a bit disappointed we're not going to Italy so we can get on the beach. But listen, it's one of those things. We're just going to have to take it on the chin and over to Ireland we go again.
There you go. Some of the Ballytown FC players. Now, I should stress, just for context, in case you think that they're in any way being disrespectful to Sligo Rovers, they're not. But they weren't taking themselves too seriously for that filmed TV piece on the club's training ground after the Europa Conference League draw. Some of them aren't that familiar with where Sligo is on the map of Ireland, which is understandable. I'm sure they'll be well read up come this Thursday week, the 7th of July. But you can't help but feeling, and you take nothing for granted, Rona, but you can't help but feeling this should be a winnable European tie for Sligo Rovers, given that Rovers are in the middle of their season and assuming there are no atrocious run of injuries between now and Thursday week. You know, if Rovers have their wits about them, they must feel there is an opportunity here.
That's absolutely right, Austin. Yeah, middle of the season, Sligo Rovers are a full-time professional team. Ballytown are only starting their pre-season and they're also a part-time team. So
they're Welsh Premier League, isn't that right?
That's right, yeah.
So we shall see. We shall see. It's Thursday, the 7th of July is the first leg away. 7 p.m. kickoff. And if you're not travelling to the game or don't get a ticket, that match will be live from Shropshire. The game's actually been played in England on the Welsh-English border at the home of the New Saints. Bala's ground doesn't meet the UEFA requirements, so they play the home game at the New Saints Park Lane Stadium on Thursday the 7th of July, 7 p.m. and we'll have that match live for you on Ocean FM. The return leg the following Thursday the 14th will be at the showgrounds. Let's talk the League of Ireland then and Friday night's trip to head in the game park. I did ask you to, well, I was going to ask you to edit some match highlights, Ronan, from Friday night's game, but it did finish nil all. I didn't get to listen to the whole game myself, but judging by the print reports about the game, it's not going to be in the season best of matches at the end of the year, is it?
No, and I'm sure when the highlights packages are put together, it won't be an extended highlights. There were chances for Sligo Rovers in the game, particularly later on, but unfortunately they couldn't convert them.
Yeah, so would you take a point away to Louth, or would you feel this was one of those trips where there were 3 points on offer?
I suppose this draw had a team, they are improving slowly but surely, but I suppose looking at the result that St. Pat's got against Finn Harp, that was a positive result from a Sligo Rovers point of view. But certainly every game you go into, you hope for 3 points. And looking back on it now, thinking about it, I would have more. I think it's 2 points dropped, to be honest.
Okay, well, let's see if John Russell, the Sligo Rovers manager, agrees with you. This result coming at the end of a week when Frank Livak, the Estonian international midfielder, was signed by the club. Russell's first signing since being made permanent boss. And Canadian international Jordan Hamilton left the showgrounds after just 4 months with the club. He scored 2 goals in 13 appearances. Started brightly, but his time at Rovers just seemed to stall in recent weeks, I think it's fair to say. More on that from the manager in just a moment. But first, to Friday night's nil-all draw in Louth against Drogheda. Was that a point gained or 2 points lost?
I think the way the game finished, 2 points dropped. Felt we could have nicked it at the very end. Unbelievable chance. Wasn't to be. Positives, clean sheet, second clean sheet in a row. Thought the back four were excellent, and Ed as well. Thought we controlled the game for large spells, but without creating a huge amount. That was probably the disappointing thing at half time. We spoke about areas we could expose. Strada felt wide areas. We need to create 1v1s or wingers getting against the fullbacks. We never really did it until the last couple of minutes. Scrappy enough game. I think the pitch played its part. It was bouncy first 20 minutes. Took everyone a bit of time to settle and get into the game. But looked at a lot of positives for us, and we move on with the draw.
Why do you think you couldn't get the ball out to wide areas and create chances an awful lot in the game? Because as you say, when you did, you were good, but just didn't do it often enough.
Yeah, I think we need to reflect on the game and look at the movement of our wingers. Carl and Will, they're excellent players, and it's probably stuff we need to keep chipping away on the training ground with them. There's times where, you know, it's the timing of the movements. You know, our Lewis and Shane Blaney were excellent tonight, and they hit a few lovely diagonal balls, but it was times where Will was probably coming in too narrow, and he was in on top of the fullback, and he was killing the space where if he hugged the line, you know, the ball was out to him, or we could get Aidan Keane to run into space between fullback and centre-back. So that was definitely an area we needed to expose, and we didn't do that enough.
On the other side tonight, we saw the importance of the dogs of war, the likes of Gary Deegan and Ryan Brennan. For yourself tonight, you were missing Gary Buckley and Greg Bulger, and David started on the bench. He did come on and he made a difference. Do you really miss those kind of players when they don't start?
Yeah, look, they're top players that you mentioned, and Nando Penanker as well. He was sick and he wasn't available for selection. But yeah, Greg Bulger, he's won everything in the league. Gary Buckley, the same. He's won trophies, and they're big players. But I always say, when lads are suspended, they're injured or sickness, it's a squad game. It's a chance for other lads to step in and do well. And I thought Adam and Niall did really well in the middle of the park tonight. They controlled it, and then Dave Cawley came in and made an impact. So I was happy with them. And young Killian Heaney, another academy prospect, came in on the right wing, and I thought he caused problems. So look, there's a lot of positives for us. Disappointed not to get the win. Obviously, we're targeting to win every game we play, but we move on.
Is it really pleasing for you that after a long period of, I suppose, not dominating and not creating chances, towards the end you did? That's a kind of a good sign of a team, because sometimes teams can start with intensity and it drops off and they can never get it back. But when you can wrestle it back, that's actually a really positive thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we said that after the game to the lads. Like, that was one of the big positives from last week. You know, we controlled the first half. We were 2-0 up. We started really quickly. Second half, we were down gears. And in fairness to Finn Harps, they grew into the game and caused us problems. Where tonight, I think we got stronger as the game went on. And that was really pleasing. And for the lads moving forward, you know, that's going to be something to build on. And I feel the players who came off the bench made an impact, and we need that.
There's a real buzz about the place, I imagine, at the moment, because there's the optimism of a new management team coming in. You've had a couple of good results. You've got Europe coming up as well. So I imagine it's an exciting place to be at the moment, Sligo Rovers.
Yeah, look, we're working extremely hard. All the staff, all the players, you know, we know what's at stake. We've nearly just under half the season to go. You know, we're targeting to push up the table. We've got the cup draw now. We've a home draw in the cup. The European games coming around the corner, and that always brings that excitement. You know, you want to be, as a player, as a manager now, you know, as a club, you want to be competing in Europe, and it's great to look forward to that. But the next game for us is Shelburne, and we owe them one. We've lost 2 games this season to them, and we'll be fully focused. It's a home game, and we'll be looking to get 3 points.
And what about yourself? You've stepped into the role of manager. It's different to your previous role, where maybe people see the assistant as the guy who puts his arm around the players and he's the players' friends. When you're the manager, you're the manager. Have you had to change things, or are you still the same person, just maybe in a different position?
When you go become a manager, you make all the decisions. I have my own ideas, and I suppose the last few weeks has given me an opportunity to put structures in place around the club and with the players work on the training ground, get my ideas across, and I've really enjoyed it. And I think we've got a really good response from the group, and I felt, looking at the game last week and tonight, we're very secure, the structure of the setup and the team and the balance, and the players know their roles and responsibilities, and it's about keep improving, keep working hard in the training ground. We're not going to win every game. There's going to be nights where you're going to get a draw or you might get a defeat. You know, the ball can be thrown into the box from a set play and you concede. But ultimately, for me, there's loads of positives tonight. It's a work in progress and we move on.
And finally, you brought in an Estonian international in recent days. Is there a plan to bring in a few more players? Might we see more movement in the transfer market?
Yeah, I'm in the market. I'm looking to strengthen the squad all the time, not even just for this window, but for next year too. I want to attract the best players I can to the club. You know, it's difficult to get players in the country in July because the clubs don't want to let them go. So I'm delighted to secure the signature of Frank Livak. He's an Estonian international. He's a player I've tracked for probably nearly 2 years now, and I think he's a player that can light up the league. He can create goals, he can score goals, and he's played in some big games, and I think the fans will enjoy watching.
And Jordan Hamilton left. Is it a pity that that didn't quite work out? I know that he didn't play under you per se, he was signed by Liam. But is it a pity that didn't work out? Because he was a player that excited people. He had real potential.
Yeah, he did. Jordan showed glimpses during his time with us. But sometimes it doesn't work out for players at certain clubs. And I'm sure Jordan will probably get another club and it might be a fresh start for him. And, you know, it just wasn't to be. I felt, you know, the way I want to play and the style of football I want to bring to the showgrounds, a certain style of player, a certain type of player that fits that mould. And, look, I had a good relationship with Jordan and I wish him all the best.
And finally, is that a good message to send to the players that you're actually going to be honest? And players want that. They want to know what the manager thinks of them or if they're going to be of some use.
Yeah, I think I always liked that when I was a player. You know, you want people to be upfront with you. And, you know, it's as a manager now, I make the decisions picking the team tonight. You know, it's difficult to leave out one or two players and I give them the reasons why. I think it's important if you're upfront and you tell people what you're thinking and the reasons behind it. You know, there has to be a method. And, you know, I'm enjoying the role at the moment and hopefully we can look at getting a couple of wins now.
John Russell, Sligo Rovers manager, who had been keeping an eye on Frank Livak, Estonian international, for the past couple of seasons. So he clearly rates this guy highly, Ronan Flanagan.
He seems to do, yeah. Very interesting signing, I suppose. Looking at the facts behind the player, like, he does certainly have some pedigree, and be interested to see how he fits into the team.
Was there much surprise online with Jordan Hamilton's departure? I think Rovers fans were impressed with him when he first arrived, his early matches. There was lots to be enthusiastic about, but it didn't really catch fire for the Canadian in the end.
Yeah, there was a bit of surprise, but I suppose people kind of were reflecting on, people like to say this might be a new era at the showgrounds, new style of play, and maybe Jordan Hamilton might be able to, as John Russell mentioned, fit into that kind of system that he's hoping to play in.
Okay. Well, we wish Jordan Hamilton well with his next step. Rovers at home to Shelburne next Saturday night, the 2nd of July. The one team that Sligo Rovers have lost to twice in the league this season. So they may want to try and address that on Saturday week at the Showgrounds. That'll be a live commentary match on Ocean FM Sport. Let's have a quick look at the Academy results this weekend. Ronan Flanagan, good win for the women under 17 against Cork City yesterday.
Absolutely, yeah. Cork City, who had only lost one game before yesterday, travelled up to the Showgrounds, but they were defeated by Sligo Rovers by 1-0. The goal scorer there was Heather O'Sullivan, so a great win there for the Sligo Rovers women's under 17 team. They were the only Sligo Rovers Academy team to actually win this weekend. Elsewhere, the boys under 14, the Sligo Rovers under 14 boys were defeated 4-0 by Bohemians. The boys under 15s drew 2-2 with Athlone Town. The women's under 19 team, they were defeated by Athlone Town by 3-1. And the men's under 19 team drew 2-2 with Shelburne.
Okay. And I'm just thinking, you know, they'll have seen this weekend the reports that Liam Kerrigan, formerly of the Sligo Rovers Academy, is heading off to Italy, it looks like, to play with Italian Serie B side Como. We had Raf Curtaro on our Ocean FM Sport programme earlier on Sunday talking about that move. Johnny Kenny, of course, another obvious Academy product going to Celtic in recent months. Would you say that helps the academy pond when they see that's happening, that sort of evolution?
I think it does. I suppose particularly about Liam Kerrigan is that players see that there is, I know this show is based on Sligo Rovers, but there is a pathway beyond Sligo Rovers. There is a, you know, an opportunity to do a degree in UCD if you want to do it, or if you are good enough to make the step up, even go to a different country. I think, is Liam Kerrigan the fifth Irish player to move to Italy this year?
In the last year, that's right.
Yeah.
So it's not a freak event based on recent things, but also the fact he's playing under 21 soccer football at a high level and doing well. And even I remember when he played for UCD against Rovers a couple of months ago in the league match here, the reception he got from Sligo Rovers supporters, they still retain an affinity with the guy because he is a Sligo guy, obviously, but they're seeing how much he's improved. He's a bigger, more imposing, more impressive guy physically and football talent. What you can see how his game is developing.
That's it, absolutely. Yeah, he's a man now, I suppose, compared to the boy that left the showgrounds in 2019. So I suppose we wish him all the best now in his adventure in Como in Italy.
Right. Do you know any Welsh phrases?
No. I know the word for Wales in Welsh, but that's about it.
Cymru.
Cymru or Cymru.
Cymru, so. Cymru is right. Actually, you pronounce it better than I do. Right, well, we'll work on that between now and Thursday week. Ronan Flanagan, thank you.
You're welcome.
Even if the sun ceases to rise, even if the wind stops to blow, but the name of Sligo Rover will shine and shine forever. Na 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 na, hey hey.